I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. A two-day Indigenous Legacy Gathering is being held in Nathan Phillips Square to honor residential school survivors this week. The gathering is planned and hosted by the Toronto Council Fire Native Cultural Centre in partnership with the City of Toronto. The Legacy Gathering showcases and celebrates the diversity of Indigenous peoples' cultures, traditions, and languages through workshops, presentations, stories, teachings, dance, film, and music.
Sego! Yohahaje Nyangats. I'm Eva Hill. I'm Mohawk Wolf Clan from Six Nations of the Grand River, and I'm going to be one of your MCs for today. The big clock, which was keeping me awake all night, just rang 10 bells, so we're going to get started. So if people want to come in, and you have to show your credentials for being double vaxxed to get within this area, and there's also a trailer or a bus over here if you need to get a testing. So welcome, everybody. I'd just like to begin to say a few welcoming words before we begin our program for today, and acknowledge the elders who did the sunrise ceremony, and also acknowledge all of the residential school survivors. This is like, I couldn't figure out if this was the third or the fourth time we've done the legacy celebration. I thought I was at every one of them, so we're getting old, so neither Gord nor I could remember if it was the third or the fourth, but we're here and we're glad to be here. And as I always do, I like to acknowledge the survivors. For the survivors that had the courage and the determination to tell their stories to the Truth and Reconciliation Commissioners over 6 years ago. It's because of you and your stories and your courage that we are here today, and that our issues are continuing to get more attention than they did, I guess, 7 or 6 years ago. So, nyawa to all of you residential school survivors.
Council Fire Board Designate Andrea Christian said, quote, "Council Fire is proud to host this year's Indigenous Legacy Gathering once again, following a 20-month lockdown and recent discoveries of those unmarked gravesites. This gathering will serve as an opportunity to bring our families, friends, and supporters together in a setting that celebrates the resilience of residential school survivors who continue to embrace their national identities through their voice, language, and practices denied to them in those institutions," end quote. Around the square, there will be teepees designed by Indigenous artists and youth. Each day will begin with a sunrise ceremony at 7 a.m., and daily events include featured speakers, presentations, and music performances. Further, the gathering will also promote the Spirit Garden as a permanent structure responding to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada Call to Action 82. The Spirit Garden will honor residential school survivors and all the children who were lost to their families and communities. The Spirit Garden is set to be completed in 2023. The songs for this episode are provided by the live performances from the Indigenous all-female band Aqua. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Bury me deep.